On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You know that feeling when your kids come to you and they need some advice because something is going on in the classroom? As an auntie, I have been put in that position this week and need to help my girls out.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Yeah! What's up? Welcome to Nieces Know Best, everybody. Feels better than yesterday, doesn't it? Because it is sunny out here in Maryland. It's time for Nieces Know Best. If you have not been here for this, this is like our... I want you to think of like a... You know, TGIF or like those weekly family sitcoms. That's kind of like what we're getting ourselves into with this. If you don't know Jess's nieces, though, allow us to introduce you to these ladies.
I'm very close to my family, and once a week I chat with my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby's 13, Maya is 10, about different things that are going on in my life. But this week we're kind of switching things up because Maya needed some advice for kind of what's been going on at school.
So in my class, we had a substitute, and I feel like a lot of people were being disrespectful in class because they were like having side conversations, chatting, and some of them were even lying so then they could do something that our teacher wouldn't normally let us do. So my question is, how do you make sure that other people's behaviors don't affect you?
That's a really tough question. Abby, you go first. What do you think?
I think the best thing you can do is try to ignore it. And if you can't do that, talk to someone about it and maybe even talk to this person and be like, hey, doing A, B, and C is really affecting me.
That's really good advice. And Maya, do you think this was happening because it was a substitute teacher versus your teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because whenever we have substitute teachers, it's chaos.
Yeah. I do think that you can say something, but I honestly think it always depends on your delivery. Sometimes that's not always going to work. So you do have to just be able to tune everything out and focus on what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I hope it helps.
Thanks, I'll try. Get me out of this classroom.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
I don't know, man. Those substitute teacher days were like the best ones. I was the other kid. I was the one telling the sub, like, no, see, we don't do that. We don't, whatever she said we do on these days, we don't. So don't, we just be resting on days like this. So like,
we had a longer conversation, which we'll put on social media, but it was like a bigger thing because what I tried to explain to her is like, this is something that you're going to experience for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All of us can relate to that feeling of whether it be in school or at work and having to be around things or people that aren't necessarily your favorite. And how do you move through life without allowing those outside factors to affect you?
Yeah.
And so it was a really cool conversation that we got to have in a way that she could understand at this age and start to like implement those things now.
Right.
Versus like because she has such a big heart and she felt so upset for the teacher,
right,
you know, and
right.
she was getting very frustrated of people not listening. So it was a really sweet conversation this week. And I was happy that I could be there for her in that.
I think you're right. It doesn't get better. If it's sub day or if it's, you know, the office potluck or whatever it is, there's always going to be those people that you're going to have to be around. That's a good point. Okay. That's called Nieces Know Best.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.